Well, here we are at week 7 of shelter in place, soldiering on and trying not to be so bored that we become like Sir Isaac Newton, who developed calculus during the plague in England in the 1600s. I spoke that with respect, of course, for my father, who was a calculus teacher, but never boring. Love you, Dad. Okay, in an earlier blog, we were encouraged by the words of Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." I want to learn to rest there, and I want to trust God the best way I know how. But it occurs to me, how do I know what God is like? Who is this God I think I can trust? And then I thank God for the Bible. He gave us this wonderful book so we could know him. So as I read my Bible, I find it helpful to ask myself, what do I learn about God in these verses? Well, here are some of the descriptors that have surfaced for me. God is good, gracious, infinite, accessible, faithful, unchanging, almighty, communicator, the good shepherd, the living water. God is our hope, our guide, our peace, deliverer, savior, all-wise, creator, long-suffering, truth, sovereign, incomprehensible, healer, all-sufficient, love, mercy, always and everywhere present, Emmanuel, God with us, the author and finisher of our faith. There are more, but that is a start. Now, I want to read some Bible verses that are meaningful to me right now. Perhaps they will be life-giving to you as well. Isaiah 40, verses 25 through 29. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Psalm 147, verse 5. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Psalm 142, verse 3. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 54, verse 10. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Nahum 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Revelation 1, 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Isaiah 42, verse 16. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Romans 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 4 through 6. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. And then these words of reassurance from Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. As I hear all those words about how wonderful our God is, my heart dares to have courage and hope that if he knows the names of all the stars, that he's not going to lose track of the names of any of us, and he knows our lives, and he will be with us to help us. My hand-washing song has become, he's got the whole world in his hands. That's where I want to learn to put my trust and my confidence. May it be so, Lord Jesus. Amen.